My name is Tori Shern. I am 16 years old. Today is November 18th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Rodney Shern, who is my dad, and we are recording this interview in Smithfield, Virginia. Dad, can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life?
Yes, as corny as it sounds, my mother and father have had a great influence on my life. My father worked for the United States government. He was a meat inspector, and he just his work ethic, his ability to work overtime, his ability to sacrifice. A lot of times he wasn't at home, but he sacrificed for his family. So that definitely put a high standard, for me to live up to. And also my mother, because my father wasn't there a lot of the times, she had to wear multiple hats, and she had to be mother and father sometimes. And so the sacrifice of my parents really impacted my life.
Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories growing up?
Happiest memories. Probably when my oldest sister was baptized into the Christian faith. That was one of the happiest moments. We learned more about God as adults, and so when she got baptized, that meant a lot to me. It was a huge milestone, and that definitely sticks out of my mind. My oldest sister Sandra getting baptized.
Okay. When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
Well, I think as when I was younger, when I was a kid, we had a moral compass and a strong sense of right and wrong. As an adult, it meant a lot more, though, because I really started to understand the Bible and Christianity and what it meant to be, a Christian. So but it impacted my life. My earliest memories were in the Christian church. So it, had great impact.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now I'm going to change the topic and switch it for working for a little bit. And what lessons has working taught you?
I think it has taught me that if you work hard, if you go the extra mile, if you look to serve people, then the rewards can be very great. And I learned, again, like I said, a great work ethic from my father. Just learned that, if you put forth, that if you put forth more effort, then you will get a greater reward.
Okay. All right, now we're going to switch it to politics. And what does civic participation mean to you?
It means a lot. One of the things I did this year I've never done before, and that was work at the polls for a friend of mine. His name is Tim Edwards. He was running for Board of Supervisors, and so I got a chance to be a part of his campaign. And, I've always been interested in politics, but actually being part of a campaign was a great experience, and I look forward to doing it again. And I learned a lot. I got a chance to meet the other candidates, really talk to them, in an unstructured fashion, and I have a lot of respect for anyone running for political office.
And over the years, have you changed your opinion about any major political issues? And if so, what issues and why?
I think one of the main things that I have learned that, you know, there's really not that much difference between the parties. I think that sometimes the political leaders make it seem like there's huge differences, but I think everybody just wants to live a good life, you know, to be a good citizen, to raise a family, you know, and they want the best for America. But I think our perspective can be different. And I think if we focused on the things that we have in common, more so than the differences, I think we can get a lot more accomplished.
Mm-hmm. And keeping the topic, earlier we were talking about a large historical event you've gone through, and you said that was the election, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Of Barack Obama. And how did that impact you?
I think it impacted me in just seeing that a person of mixed heritage and a person of African descent could accomplish, you know, great things and could actually be the leader of the greatest nation in the world. So I think it made me even more proud to be an African American, and, you know, I felt that if he could do great things, then myself and others could do great things.
That's amazing. Okay. And do you think you'd be a different person if Barack Obama had or hadn't won the election?
I don't think I'd be a different person, but I think that it opened my eyes and it broadened my horizons, but I don't think it changed the core of who I am. It just, you know, was an amazing event, and, you know, I'm just so happy to have witnessed it.
Mm-hmm. And where were you when he won the election?
I was at home with my wife and family, I just remember, you know, it was very emotional when they declared him as president. It's something I'll never forget.
And how did you react to him winning? I mean, you said you're emotional. Like, how did your family react? People around you, your friends, and Dad, you okay?
I think that, I remember my wife and I, we hugged, we kissed, we embraced, you know, we just elated, you know, and that had never happened before. You know, I had witnessed many elections, you know, on different levels, and I never had an emotional, reaction to a person being elected to political office.
Okay. And what type of long-term effects did it leave on you, or how do you think it impacted the rest of the country long-term?
Well, I think that, again, it proved that a person of mixed heritage, a person of African descent, could achieve the highest office in America, and be the most powerful person, you know, in the world, the most influential person in the world. So I think that has long-term effect on us as a nation, and obviously it impacts the world also.
Okay, so How did you feel about people that weren't happy that he won, or that they didn't want him to win?
Well, you know, elections have consequences, and, you know, with elections, sometimes the person you want to win does win, and sometimes, you know, they don't. But as long as the elections are fair, you know, you just kind of have to understand that, you know, that's why we have elections. That's why it's important to be involved. That's why, you know, it's important that the issues be discussed. And, you know, once all that is done, you know, may the best man or woman win.
That's good. How do you feel personally affected by this election? Like, hold on. how do you feel like affected by that election? Do you think it still impacts us today?
Yeah, I think it does impact us even today. You know, even our current president always compares himself to former presidents, recent presidents. And, you know, his time in the office affected America, and as a result, with any president, America will never be the same. Their decisions, their point of view has of any president has lasting effects on America and the world.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, now we're going to switch topics. And what's an important lesson that you've learned in your life?
About the education part of it. Well, I think something that I've learned fairly recently is that the education doesn't end at graduation, and that learning is a lifetime endeavor, and that we should never stop learning. You know, I think that as long as there is things that can enrich our life, things that we're interested in, things that could make our life better, I think that we need to learn as much as we can about that and other subjects, and that, you know, that just because you graduate from a college or high school, that you should never stop learning. Learning is lifelong.
Mm-hmm. And how would you like people to remember you?
I would like people to remember me as a good husband, a good father, and a person that impacted their environment, their neighborhood, in a positive way. You know, recently I've had some people close to me pass, and, you know, it makes you think more about your personal legacy and, you know, how your actions don't just affect you, but they affect your family and your community. So I would like to be remembered as a person who had a positive effect on my family and my community and my world.
Mm-hmm. And if you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or not?
Well, I wouldn't look forward to reliving the teenage years, but I think I would. I think that I would take my education more seriously. I think I would take opportunity more seriously. I think that I would say yes to positive opportunity more often than I did. I think that I would... You know, some people say they, you know, they have no regrets. Well, I do. I regret, you know, not taking my education more seriously. I regret not seeing opportunity for what it was and understanding that opportunity opens doors and those doors open other doors. So I would definitely, you know, redo some of the things that I did. Not in a, you know, not that my life wasn't a good life, but I think that I would take opportunity more seriously.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you like to share with them?
Absolutely. I would just say that, again, you know, see opportunity for what it is. Understand that, you know, both positive and negative decisions impact your life, sometimes on the long term. And, you know, even if we do make a mistake, you know, America is a place of a second chance. And, you know, just know that, you know, to always try and do your best. That's not always easy, but to stay focused, try to do your best, take advantage of your education, take advantage of opportunity, and, you know, and look at beyond this world, look at, you know, your spiritual life and think about, you know, how your life impacts others in the community and well into the future.
Thank you so much for that. All right. I'm Tori Shern, and I'm with my dad, Ronnie Shern, and that was our great Thanksgiving listen.